kwakuyizika desendaba ku VOA indebele. Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 23 kuMabasa 2023 mukisitube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Amabizo asekhona e-voting committee sazeka sasasibisisa ukubona ukuthi yibo yini abantu abafanele abangasinyela njengebandla.
Abakubandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change baqhubekela phambili bedinga abazancedisa ukhetho oluzayo.
Sibona thina kuma-elections laza sikubuya ngibe sizimisele simelele i-opposition uma ingabi ikhona. Ngisho ukuthi uma ingabi khona ngoba asiyiboni ku-ground.
Ibandla lezanu-PF lisanda kugqiba ukhetho lwama-primaries lithi selidinga amavoti kuZulu. Amapolisa adinga ngamahlabomvu indoda ebulele wesifazana kobulawayo. Salethulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha nezokhulu lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi liqhubekela phambili lidinga abazalimela kukhetho olukhulu oluzakwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka. Unkosazana Ellen Shiriya Denga obona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC uthi luqhubeka kahle uhlelo lu-consensus candidate selection process.
Uhlelo lwethu luhamba kuhle sibili. Khathesi sesiqedisa uhlelo olwe-vetting njengoba sazi ukuthi kuviki ephelileyo abantu basubmitha ama-CVs abo befila le-form eye-vetting. So khathesi yilihlelo esinazo ukuthizisisa abantu abasubmithileyo ama-CVs abo. Sikavota sibone ukuthi babantu abafaneleyo yini naye imithetho leyo esiyihlelwe njengebandla. So okuzayenzakalayo ukuthi kwinsukwane ezilandelayo sabe sesibakwazi ukuthi ngobani abavetiweyo bafunele sizakuya kuluhlelo olulandelayo olwama-Citizen Caucuses.
Ye, siyawuzwa kakhulu, siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakulabantu abayi 30,000 ababedinga ukuthi bangene kukhetho lwamakansila. Sebebangaki khona manje?
Angabi lolwazi layo ngoba uhlelo lwe-vetting lwenziwa yi-committee ye-vetting. Abantu aba-independent kuhlelo lwelo. So yibo abazasiqayisayisa ukuthi bangaki abantu abavetiweyo.
Ye, nxa sesikhangela njalo, ye, kuthiwa-ke kulezi indawo lapho okungatholakali khona abantu. Kambe kunjalo kumbe lokhu nje ikukhuluma nje?
Akula ndawo lapha esingathi sethulekile ukuthola abantu. Ade kusenzakala ukuthi kule langa salihlelayo ukuthi abantu bafinyelele esigabeni besiyaveta. Abanye besileka ukuhamba ezigabeni zonalezi ngendaba zokuthi ezithize ukuthi indawo zangikhona zikhatshana kungumango and njalo le communication ayifikanga ngesikhathi. Yikho nje baphospona abanye balande bayenze kwinsukano ezintathu kumbe ezine ezidlulileyo. So akula ndawo ezingathi asisele abantu konke indawo bafinyelele nalapho esesileka ukufinyelela ngezizathu ezithize kufinyelele bazeta abantu. Njengoba libona for example ikharida bavetile kuthanye ngoba umbiko awuphezulu ukufika. So konke uhamba ngemfanelo. Amabizo asekhona e-voting committee sazeka sasasibisisa ukubona ukuthi yibo yini abantu abafanele abangasinyela njengebandla.
Unkosazana Ellen Shiriya Denga ubona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC ubexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kusenjalo abakubandla le-ZANU-PF bathi sebengena kuZulu ngamandla ukwenzela ukuba bathole amavoti amaningi kukhetho oluzayo. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leli.
Sibona thina kuma-elections laza sikubuya ngibe sizimisele simelele i-opposition uma ingabi ikhona. Ngisho ukuthi uma ingabi khona ngoba asiyiboni ku-ground. Okuzobona thina njengebandla le-ZANU-PF abethu abantu sebezimisele ukuthi sivote, sibisele umongameli welizwe, sibisele ama-MPs ethu, sibisele njalo amashi, ngenise njalo ama-councillors ethu angabi khona futhi njalo amashi.
Ye, kodwa siyabona ukuthi loma kunjalo baba Nkomo kulabanye abakhononayo bathi khonoko-ke okwenziweyo ama primaries wana izwa ngokuhle njengoba umunye sethizo ukuthi hayi mana wena akumela ungene yacine la isithi hayi lami sengimile konoko ke akusizo kulilima zeyini
abangabe bekhuluma njalo ngabangekho kubandla lezamtf abangabe labo kade bejamele kwabo abakhangelelayo kodwa thina kubandla lezamtf lama-candidates ethu wonke omabili langendlela okhulunywe ngayo kube lezi zathu zokuthi kubone ihleli kubone ihlela okubonishene ngakho kwaba yindlela zokuthi omunye wavuma wazibhalela incwadi ukuthi hayi asemsekela ngulowo omunye okhona so obviously i-opposition yona yabi kade kukhangelele nayo ngezinye indlela labanye labo abakade bekukhangele ngezinye indlela kodwa kubandla lezamtf thina sikukhangeleyo ukuthi hayi osengivunyelwe ngokusenzinyelene abantu sebebambene ibandla sebebambene njengebandla akulokunye abantu abakuswelayo langokungaba lokukhonona lapha nalaphana kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi sesingena njengabantu banye njengebandla linye sikhankansela upresident sikhankansela ama-MPs sikhankansela ama-councillors okukhononako kwabantu bangabe ekhonona labo kwene zabo izizathu kodwa ezingeke zisebenze ezisebenzayo yizonezo ezokuthi khona ahlelwe ngama-candidates yibobo labo abakhona
ye kuthi lizanqoba njani abantu phela bathi basuthiseke ngokunye okwenzakala ezimbabwe kule nto eziningi kakhulu okunye indlala okunye njalo bathi phela izimbabwe idola layo lalisela mandla ngitshola kancane ngakho badla iingqiqo zomlomo ungathini ngakhona
ukunqoba sizanqoba bethi vele sinqoba isikhathi sonke yabona into ekhulu ngabantu ayiqalisi namhlanje ukuthi abantu babuthelele okubi ngebandla elabe libusha wonke umuntu uyakhuluma akufunayo acambe lokhu nalokuyana leyo nalokuyana ngoba kunjalo nje ngakuyakhala ngendlala okukhathelele ukuthi ilizwe lilime siyabona thina ukuthi uhulumente uyaphathisa abantu ukuthi balime indlala kwesi sikhathi iyanqobeka lalapho kuyabe kunendlela khona uhulumende akulamuntu oseke wafa ezimbabwe bulawo indlala
umnumzana Malaki Nkomo ukubandla le-ZANU-P F sixoxe laye esinye insiza esabelweni seMatabeleland South. Lowesifazana ogwazwe yindoda esidingwa ngamehlo abomvu ngamapholisa kobulawayo. Amapholisa athi umnumzana Pascal Dube ugwaze ukwakholeni saziwa kaninginengi emzimbeni wamkanda ngelitshe wabaleka. Isikhulumeli samapholisa kobulawayo uChief Inspector Abednego Ncube ukhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Amapholisa kobulawayo sidinga usizo kuZulu ongasiphathisa ukuthi sithole uPascal Dube oleminyaka engamashumi amane nantathu obehlala ku-number 31 Greystock Road eMorningside. Simdinga ngecala lokubulala owesifazane akhwelini saziwa obeleminyaka engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu bebehlala bonke eMorningside. Ukhanya emgwazile kaninginingi emzimbeni wabuye wamtshaya langelitshe kulandela ukungezwani ngezizathu ezingakatholakali ukuthi kuba yini. Abantu abangaba lolwazi ukuthi uPascal Dube lo engabe engaphi lingazi samapholisa aseduzane lani. Kanti ke siyaxwayisa uZulu ukuthi singathathi umthetho sifake ezandleni siyekeleni indaba zokuhlukuluzana ezindlini. Alubani singazwisisani kumbe sokulamaphutha avelileyo asizameni ukuthola abantu abaseduzane. Silabadala besigaba, silezinkonzo, silamapholisa e-Community Relations and Liaison Office, le-Victim Friendly Unit, silama non-governmental organizations, banengi nje abantu abangasisiza ukuthi basixazulile udaba lwaba lusihlupha.
Lo nguChief Inspector Abednego Ncube bekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sinesikhangelo ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba ibutho lakwele Melika selihlenge abadabuka kulelo lizwe ababalekela impi yomvukela kwele Sudan. Kubikwa ukuba abahlengwe kulelo lizwe ngabasebenza esikhundleni seMelika kwele Sudan labanye. Wokhokela ibutho lakwele Sudan uGeneral Abdel Fattah Burhan wethule umbiko izolo othi kuzancedisa abadabuka kwele Melika eBritane, France labanye amazwe ukuba behlenge izizalwane zawo elizweni leli. Lele Russia selidinga abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane 400,000 abangangena kubuto bekulwa empini yelizwe leli lele Ukraine. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. So isikhathi sezamasiko.
uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke sixoxa ngesiphala senkosi lenduna uDakamela. Siluqale ngeviki ephelileyo udaba lolu, siyaqhubeka njalo namhlanje xoxa ngesiphala senkosi. Ake sizwe okunye okuningi ngesiphala senkosi.
Kalethu isigaba sonke sithi gcwi endaweni ewansilime sivune then the proceeds egcini. Then into leyi ibingathi ayikho effective. Abakuthakazelelayo yilaba aba-part of it, yilaba abaqhubeka be-contributor despite the circumstances ezingabe zikhona. So silabo abantu who are contributing immensely, abanye bathi bekhiphe times 2, abanye bathi bekhiphele i-3 years, but we have the other half of the people abanye vele abangafisiyo ukubona into iphumelela, kumbe abanye vele abale mindset angazi ukuthi ngiyafaka ngithini. Who don't want to contribute. Abafuna ukwamukela kuphela. So angeke ngithi abantu bonke bayakuthakazelela, but iningi labo bayakuthakazelela, kodwa not wonke umuntu uyakuthakazelela. Ekusebenzeni-ke khona, into leyi I can't say I'm serious. But in ngokubona kwami, the reason why I'm still on it, the reason why I won't drop it now, it's because we've managed to build into yaphela through isiphala senkosi. Without ama extensional contribution, we have managed to build that. Through isiphala senkosi, we have managed to raise isibaya senkosi. Through isiphala senkosi, we have managed to get a 6.5 ton truck. Through isiphala senkosi, we have managed to buy imota yethu esibizwa ngokuthi ambulance. But these things zonke, they complement each other. So isiphala senkosi then becomes broad. If you change, I sabi yiloko esikuthi thina ngamakele kuphela, ayisabi ngumumo. Because futhi through isiphala senkosi, we bought izigaba ezimbili. Where we are saying umuntu uyakwanisa ukuyagayisa ngamakele akhe kumbe ngemali. What is the reason behind that isigaba? Because we have half of the population abangafuniyo ukontribute. So isigaba lesiyana, we then take i-responsibility yabantu bona labana, isipide yona into in. Isiphala senkosi and then amabele akhona ahlale khona nxaso kuyindlala abantu babakhona. So one of the towns esibhekisengamsebenzana lokhu ziphume esigayweni esathengwa isiphala senkosi. So if you ask me the question ukuthi is it working, I would say yes. Kulomunye umuntu wakwathi it all falls and rises with leadership. The little that we get as leadership from abantu, not for our own consumption, but for their consumption. Ningathi mina, if leadership in our visionary, because I am a great believer ukuthi leadership is a visionary leader. Leader kumelanga ube short sighted.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu ke Nduna Dakamela. Ungathini kusasa Nduna, sibonge kakhulu ba.
Ngiyabonga. Sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama ngotungamili Nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi.
Sesibuye sihlangana njalo ngosuku lwanamhlanje. Sibonga uNkulunkulu kundana zonke esikhona. Asimbongeni simdumise uNkulunkulu. Namhlanje ke sizabuyela njalo ekudlini lethu leyana esibuye salifunda ngesikhathi sisehlukana, elitholakala kuLuka chapter 24 verse lika 36. Abanye inxeka zange bezwe mbe babengekho, kahle ngiphinde kufundeka kanje. Bayisakhuluma lokho yena uqobo wemaphakathi wabo wathi kubo, ukuthula makube kinina. Sigeza khuluma ngemindeni ukuthi abantu abazame ukugcina ukuthula emzini yakho. Namhlanje mfuna ke sikhane indawo ehlezibuzo ezigodini bezicintini kanye lelizwe lakithi ukuthi kanibe uJesu kakhuluma kithi namhlanje nxa esithi ukuthula akube kithi. Ezigodini esihlala kuzo kakula kuthula yikufica abantu behlalisana izinkundla kumbe lokuthiwa ngamadali bezama ukuxakulula lokucazulula inkinga eziyabe zivelile. Ungabona abantu sebekhudulelana enkantolo, emthethweni, enkundleni, kutho ukuthi ukuthula thize sekuphambanisekile. Bakhona abanye abantu abavele ukuthula kabakufuni ezigodini labo esihlala khona. Kambe umuntu nxa ehlezi phakathi kwesigaba aphuma uba libhoxongwane. Abanye siyazi ukuthi ngezandla zabo zinde bayantshontsha imfuyo yabanye abantu, bayalwa batshayane labanye abantu, abanye ngabagqekezayo. Singababona benjalo labo bantu ayisikuthi uphongoko wathutsha nje ukuthi enze leso senzo esingalunganga. Kuyikuthi ngaphakathi kwakhe kalakho ukuthula, ngumuntu nje ophehla ungahlaliseki kwabantu. Isigaba ngesigaba silabo abantu abangafuni ukuthula, izidlakela ezikholisa ukubona abantu bethukile izikhathi zonke. Elizweni lakithi siyabazi bakhona abanye abangelanhloni abangafuni ukuthula, abafisa ukubana ngayizinto zihamba ngentando yabo bona bodwa. Kanti hayi, uNkulunkulu wadala lowo lalowo amdalayo wamnika ukubana umuntu akhethe abone ngeso abona ngalo. Nampa abantu abanye ukuthula kabakufuni, kanti-ke bakhona abafisa ukuzihlalela ngokuthula kungaxatshwana kungelangxabano. UJesu uthi ukuthula makube kini. Ukakhethi ukuthi ngubani, kanandaba ukuthi ngubani lokuthi ibizo lakho linjani, umbunjani, umbuyini. Uthi kakube lokuthula, ikakhulu laba abaphethe abantu yibo okumele babonise ukuthula. Into yayidabukise idanise yikuthi bonabo okukhandelwe kubo ukubana yibo abaphethe abantu eziqintini, ezigodini, ngisho lakulo ilizwe. Yibo abaphehla ukuswelakala kokuthula. Nxa umuntu ezathatha ulutho alabanje alubanjisiweyo yisizwe ukubana alugcine, yena ayeluchaphaza, aluntshontshe, akhukhumale, anone yedwa, abanye abantu becaka ukusa kwamalanga, akulethi ukuthula khona lokhu. Asikunanzeleleni ukuthi abantu bakamlimi bafisa ukuthi bakhokhelwe bahlale kulokuthula. Asikhulekeni, sikhulekela ilizwe lakaJehova, sicela ukuthula. Labo abaphehla umsindo bacolelani lezidalwa zakho ezifuna ukuthula ngoJesu. Ngiyakhuleka, amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo Vuselela Umoya selomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungamile Nkomo, ungathinela kusasa. Wezemidlalo, iqembu leDynamo sinqotshwe ngelebulawa Chiefs 3-2 emdlalweni wePremier Soccer League odlalwe namuhla. Nansi impumela eminye imidlalo efanayo: Sisham 1, Simbabwe 1, Chicken Inn 0, Cape United 0. Kusenjalo uNdumiso Vundla, wayengumgadli weqembu leHighlanders, uthi uthole nzima ngomkhuhlane wamehlo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Uvundla, obesaziwa ngegama lokusoma elithi Tsuro, usele minyaka edlula elitshumi etholakale ukuba ulo mkhuhlane wamehlo oweglaucoma.
Yeah, eyesight problem lay. It all started in early 2010. By then I was based in South Africa. When it really started, angunanzelelanga. But it was just one day nje phela ngathi semsebenzini. I realized ukuthi no, ungani mbonini, what you call inkulu. But it was what hot ukuthi imist ngeke ibe khona. So I asked some of the guys, what's happening? Because ngani mbonini inkulu. saying, no, it's all clear skies. So you collaborate in a kuna alarm bells. No, something wrong. So that's when I started running around in the meeting, speaking, you know, medical attention. I think one of my I'm a specialist on streptococcus.
Usuphola mehlolo ludale ukuba chiya umsebenzi wokubalisa ayewenza khona le South Africa. Wagcina esebenza emahoteleni lasendaweni zokudlela kodwa lakho waphelelwa umsebenzi ngoba engasaboni kuhle. Ugcina ephenduka ekhaya lapho afike wahlinzwa elinye ilihlo okwalenza laba ngconywana.
What really happens is one eye, this right one, is totally blind. Then the other left, which is the operation in 2010, but there is the light. I can see ama movement images. Would you like umuntu nxa engahamba naye ngibona ukuthi already lo umuntu leyi motor but ama details akho abe khona ukuthi ngibe wazi ukuthi okay i face kabani leyi no i color uko njani ngabe leyi motor imuvile but i color bani what kind of a car is it i model yawo into kodwa ngani kujani nje ya ukuthi like ama images you can differentiate ukuthi ano lapana kunje but ama details akho nayo angasekorile
uvunja usephila ngokuthengisa izinto ezijiyeneyo edolobheni lakobulawayo njalo uthi ulesifiso esokufuya inkukhu ukuze anakekele imuli yakhe.
It's something really enhlala ngiyifisa, you know, enhlala ngiyifisa ukuthi yazi nxa ungathola just one or two because at the moment ngiyathengisa etowni lo msika, you know, ngiyabe ngifisa ukuba nama projects, you know, poultry projects lawe here and there just to keep me going njengomuntu olemuli and stuff. Izinto engiyabe ngizikhangelele zona is ukuthi I know if you can get people who can reach out then bekwazi ukuthi bemphakamise. I'll be very grateful. My number is
0774-907-874. I 1998 efunda esikolo sePlumtree High ube ingxenye yeqembu leIslanders eliphakamise isicoco seLeague kusizini ka 1998-99 kanye lango 2000 which ye udlala ngo 2001 esiya ekolijini liqeqesha ababalisi ele Hillside College waze waphenduka ebholeni ngo 2003 esedlalela iqembu leWange ngemva kokuthola indawo yokufundisa kulelo dolobho. Uthi ulesifiso esokubuyela efundisa njalo eminyakeni edluleyo wenze izifundo ezokufundisa abantwana abakhubazekileyo. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo
ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo sidinga iqiniso sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga silahlekelwe liqiniso ngesikhathi sohlupho amaphupho ethu ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Sizwe ezomculo.
Baba no mama, baba no mama, nangkulisa kanzima, nangkulisa kanzima. Baba no mama.
Yebo, salibonani lonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele njoba sise isakazweni omkhulu kangaka eStudio 7 ye nguJays Marabini lo. Ngethule umbiko omuhle kakhulu ukuthi khona thina njengeband mina leband yami siya eHarare lapho siyabe sikhona siyathokozisa abalandeli bethu abaningi kakhulu abaseHarare abasithandayo njalo si promoter i-album yethu entsha le ethi Xola njalo ukuthi sihlangane labantu khona basazi kangcono lo msebenzi wethu bawazi kangcono engikwenza so ngakho ke asi amalungiselelo asezingeni eliphezulu kakhulu njengamanje iband si ready everything is ready and manje lama venues ngale people are expecting us, and it's good that mfono abantu abaningi they inquire about us coming to Harare. So futhi isikhangelele ukuthi khona kube kuhle kakhulu ikakhulu kusukela mhla ka 28 sele se theater and park suka lapha siye Ruwa siye Bar Road lapha siya sicha khona la kwezinye indawo nje kuyabe kumnandi kakhulu. Kukhulu kakhulu khona ukuthi senelesi ukuthi sefike eHarare kucapitary city, ngoba esikhathi esiningi abaculi abase Harare ababuya ngapha emathebeleni. Lathi sifuna ukuthi sike siyebona khona ukuthi kathi khona kunjani eHarare. So ngakho siyakhona, we are very excited, sijabule kakhulu njengeband, we are really ready for it. Sibanikeza umculo olohlonzi olomehluko futhi esingathi khona original ngesikhiwa esiyabanikeza khona. So yeah, so thina sidlala umculo esizwenzela wona le band onganga ukuthi khona abantu bakhangilele endaweni ukuthi khona kuzaba mnandi kakhulu. Ungabokhala we yelele umdali wakho uzongobe thula thula sise thula sise ungabokhala we. Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngitholele ithuba kakhulu ukuthi ngikhulume labantu bonke nje emhlabeni wonke, ngibazisa ngomsebenzi engiwenzayo sile album yethu. Njalo siyatholakala kubo Facebook, siyatholakala kubo Instagram, siyatholakala kuzo zonke indawo nje kubo YouTube, abantu ababona imisebenzi kaJay-Z Marabini ayenzayo endaweni ezijeneyo. So ngiyalithanda lonke bantu. Awu awu awu, kwazi kwamnandi ukuba semsakazweni omkhulu kangaka. Jay-Z Marabini one time.
Uthi ke ungalahli themba. Siyabonga kakhulu ke James kolapho ke usigqibela uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje. Singakavalelisi lapha sikhangele ebezikophela abakubandla eliphikisayo le-Citizen Scholarship for Change baqhubekele phambili bedinga abazancintisa ukhetho oluzayo. Ibandla le-ZANU-PF elisanda kugqiba ukhetho lwama-primaries lithi selidinga amavoti kuZulu. Amapolisa adinga amehlo abomvu indoda ebulele owesifazana kobulawayo. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje. olivalisa umthembo sithemba uKids Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.